CNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Covenant, but the example is there for us. He led them 40 years in the wilderness. Number one, he says, to humble you. I made a statement first earlier, just a bit earlier, that the ways of God are not the ways of the world. And many times people misconstrue. And we'll look deeper into that. But he says, the first thing I needed to do was humble you. And as I humbled you, I wanted to prove you. In the wilderness, I wanted to prove you to know what was in your heart. The heart is revealed in the wilderness. Whether you would keep his commandments or no. All right, so God led. Now it says God led them 40 years. When they first, the Israelites first came out of Egypt, God took them a certain way. He could have taken them another way through what was known as Kadesh Barnea, and it was an 11-day journey to where they were headed. But the Lord knew that the Philistines were encamped in that region, and Israel was not ready for war. They would have turned back and ran all the way back to Egypt. So God took them another way. It was an 11-day journey. And they didn't make it in. That generation never made it in. But they spent 40 years wandering because, number one, God couldn't humble them. Every time something came up, they played the blame game, or they wanted to go back to Egypt, or they would curse God, or somebody. See, the whole purpose of God bringing them out and leading them that way was to humble them. And then to prove them. To see what was in their heart, and to see if they would keep God's commandment in the wilderness. They never did. Not that generation. They never did. They always murmured, complained, wanted to go back, accused Moses, cursed God, you know, blamed God. You name it. You know the stories. But they never made it in. But the first thing God needed or wanted to do was humble them. Preparation for shakers and movers, number one, involve character development. About five, and then someone said amen twice. We like it now. Yesterday. Give it to me. No, character development takes some time. Iron has to sharpen iron a lot of times. Amen. Here's the wonderful thing, though. This is what we must understand. Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered, right? I want you to catch this. I've taught this before. I don't think many have really caught hold of it. But once he learned obedience, the suffering ended. It wasn't suffering anymore. Somebody will get that later. See, once you truly learn obedience, it's not that you don't go through things, but you go through like it's water off a duck's back. You're like, now you know how to rejoice. And not just pretend, but you are really rejoicing. When the disciples were beaten in Acts chapter 4, when they were beaten, they left the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name's sake. How could they be rejoicing? They had learned obedience. Oh Lord help, oh deliver. No, they rejoiced. And so when we learn obedience, certain things are not even suffering. Child, how could you go through what you're going through and still be smiling? Go through what? What you talking about? So the preparations for shakers and movers first has to do with your character. I say it all the time. God wants to lift you up to keep you up. He don't want you to be a shooting star, a fly by night, up and down, up and gone. See, sometimes we think we're ready to get up. And God is merciful to us. Been there, done that. Got a bunch of t-shirts. Thinking, but God knows better. And he's watching out for us. So the first thing is humility. Humility. That's why he took them through the wilderness. That he could teach them, man does not live by bread alone. It's not bread that's getting you through, but you live by every word of God. When you can put God before stuff. Come on, when you can put God before science. Amen. When you can put God before doctors. Then there's trust. They had to learn to trust the Lord in the wilderness. There's always that season or time where you must learn to trust God. Listen, we talked about the higher power. Get this serious and listen to it over and over, because there's a higher power working with you. Even when God, see, he proved them. He led them that way on purpose. Because he knew, number one, the character they had been developed in Egypt. So he had to deal with them to get to Egypt out. And see, sometimes you don't advance or prosper because you're holding on to Egypt. Better let the wilderness work Egypt out. How? Humble you first. Not my brother, Lord, not my sister, Lord, but me, oh Lord, in need of prayer. Then there's trust, learning to trust God. Then ultimately there's intimacy with God. The wilderness was not to drive you away or to feel neglected or left by God, but to bring you into intimacy. See, the Israelites knew what God could do, but they never learned his ways. Why? They were never obedient in time of testing. And all of us have choices. And the sad thing about it is that when we're obedient in testing, it's like a nail going into the coffin of our flesh. Flesh can't have his way. Flesh wanted it yesterday. Flesh thought it was all that, and you come to find out flesh wasn't all that. Amen. But see, that's part of the process. See, God brings you out of Egypt into a wilderness with Canaan the destination. That's right, you don't have to stay in the wilderness. Let God humble you. I led thee into this wilderness to humble you, to prove you, to see what was in your heart, whether you would obey me or not. That's what the testings are about. God never leaves you. Tell somebody, bump. This is only a test. Remember the TV would do that? The TV, it'd be on long. What's wrong with that? This is only a test. Tell somebody, this is only a test. The devil's never got the upper hand. God is large and in charge all the time. And he's always watching out for you and your best. You might as well get your mind made up and understand God is for you. And he'll take every circumstance and work it together for your good. And once you learn that, a bunch of stuff ceases to be an issue. Your conversation changes. The way you think changes. How you see things change. You start living on another level, another frequency. To walk with God as a mover and a shaker. Yeah, now I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I had a little curve in the Little League now. I could throw it at your head and it would drop on you. to work with God as a mover or a shaker, you don't operate. I'm sorry, you operate from a place of weakness, not strength. I gotta unpack this for you. Because I'm not talking about you going around acting, you know, humble and pious and your knuckles dragging on the ground and your chin all down and you, how you doing? Well, this is a suffering way. And, you know, I know the Lord is there, but the devil be busy. I'm not talking about that foolishness. That's foolishness. You are a king and a priest. A royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a called out people, anointed by God. To work with God. Now remember, God initiates. We want to work with God as movers and shakers. We must operate from a place of weakness and not strength. Now on the surface, I pray you'll be able to follow this train of thought. On the surface, it appears that we operate from a place of great strength. Yeah! But see, really that show of strength is stemming from an intimate place of brokenness and weakness before God. It's not trying to be strong without God. It's being strong because of God. Amen. Some of y'all are getting it. Some of y'all are getting it. I see some of you getting it. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians, verse 12. Did I say 12? Yeah, 12, 9 and 10. Paul had a thorn given to him by God in his flesh. Paul had received so much from God. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. And he had so much revelation from God that God wasn't punishing him. God was giving him a greater grace. But here we read in verse number 9, or verse 8, Paul sought the Lord 3 times. And we not just saying, Lord, help me. No, he sought the Lord 3 times to be delivered from this thing that was buffeting him. And the Lord answered, and he said in verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength, here's the key to being the mover and the shaker. Because there's a higher power working with you. But you got to let him work. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Where are we weak? We're weak in that inner chamber. In other words, we die to ourselves, our flesh. You know, when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, he had to have it right. They would keep him up all night, other priests, reciting Torah. So that his mind would be clear and nothing about him would, you know, be anything evil or dark. So that when he went in, he was able to do that ministration and come out. Because if there was something wrong with him, just coming into the presence of God, no flesh could survive.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.